With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. Well, we win $33.70 yesterday, but we took some beatings along the way. It was an interesting Sunday in the National Football League. In the what the heck were we thinking section, I received a text from a longtime Giant fan after the podcast dropped yesterday, and he asked me a simple question. Do you know that the Giants are starting the backup to the backup of Daniel Jones, and he may be one of the worst quarterbacks in NFL history? Well, he was right. I was wrong. The Eagles put a shellacking on the Giants 34-10 yesterday, and I wish that would have been our worst drubbing of the day. It wasn't. The Cowboys did that to us later in the night against the football team. So a couple lopsided losses, but they pay the same. If you lose them by one or you lose them by 50, they paid $0. So result was the same. Oh, well, that's over. Let's recap the week and review what went right and what went wrong on our podcast. So NFL prop bets, what we do there once again is we go quarterback unders. We like to be an under player. We played three of them yesterday, Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, and Russell Wilson. All three stayed under the prop bet. So we go 3-0. We make $261. That's a good thing. Year to date now on the prop bets, we're 18-11. So we're on to something maybe. NHL, we go 1-0. We make $210 there. They only got to play one game. The rest of our games got canceled for the week because of COVID. Hopefully we get back in action this week and we can make some money on the frozen pond. College football bowl games, we go 4-3. We'd like to thank the MAC Conference because we're fading them. They're right now 1-5 in bowl games. We'll talk about that in just a bit since we have a MAC team in action. College football bowl games, we made $63.60 with that 4-3 record. Now, our losers for the week, NBA, we go 3-3. Juice only, no blood here. We lose $27.30. In the National Football League, we go 7-7. We lose $63.70. Once again, juice only. No blood there. But then in the ugly one, college basketball, we go 7-16 for the week, losing $963.70. So yeah, they took a pound of flesh from us last week in college basketball. We hope to turn it around this week. But yeah, that was an ugly one. So for the week, we lost $534.60. And we move on to the next. So today, we have a game in the NFL. We have a game in college football. We had another one get canceled, unfortunately, because of COVID. We're going to give you an NBA game. Then there's only one college basketball on the card, but we're going to play it today. So let's start with the National Football League. It is New Orleans plus the 3 taking on Miami. So the Saints are 7-7 straight up and against the spread. Last time out, they shocked the world beating Tampa 9-0 in Tampa. The Dolphins are 7-7 this year. 7-6-1 against the spread. Last time out, they beat the Jets by 7. So the Dolphins are red hot, winning 6 straight, but only one of those games had to be on the road, and that was against the Jets. The Saints are starting a quarterback without any experience. Sounds like they even called Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees. They didn't call me. I would have actually played. But the D is the key for them. The Saints shut out Tampa last week and only gave up 9 the previous week. COVID depth will be the big storyline tonight, but I just have this feeling that the Saints are going to find a way to win this game. It might be ugly, but I'm going to take the Saints plus the 3 at home against Miami. Now let's go to college football. It is the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, and it's an early kick today, so keep that in mind. We're going to take Nevada plus the 7 over Western Michigan. So this one is going to put the next man up philosophy to the test today. Nevada is without their starting quarterback, plus a dozen other key players for this game. The spread has completely swung since the opening line. Western Michigan is playing in their home state and should have the significant advantage. Plus, this is the team that upset Pittsburgh earlier in the season. But like I said, I am fading the MAC in these bowl games, and I'm going to stick to it. The MAC is 1-5 in bowl games. The Mountain West is a perfect 4-0. This Nevada team won at Boise State this year. They lost to Fresno and San Diego State by only 2 points, so they kept those games close. They have a good defense, and most of the defense will be playing today. So I'm counting on the next man up philosophy on offense. I'm going to take the Wolfpack plus the 7 over Western Michigan. Next up, we go to the Association. We're in the NBA. We're going to go the Grizzlies and the Suns under the 218.5. So the Suns are 18-14 to the under this year. The Grizzlies scored 78 points in the second half on Sunday against Sacramento to beat me. Yeah, it came right down to the end, and they sailed over the total. So I'm looking for revenge today. The simulator gives this one a 71% chance to go under. So let's go Grizzlies and Suns under the 218.5. Next up, we go to college basketball, where once again, only one game on the card. And we're going to play the Cuse, the Orange, minus the 9.5 over Brown. So I love Jim Boeheim in these back-to-back loss situations. The Cuse lost to Nova by 14, Georgetown by 4 in their last two games. Brown is 6-5 this year with tight losses to the likes of North Carolina and Colorado, but they've also been blown out by 21 at Creighton. So I'm going to take the Boeheim family today, minus the 9.5 over Brown. So let's recap your card for a Monday. In the National Football League, we're on the Saints plus the 3 over Miami. In the Quick Lane Bowl in Detroit, we're going to take Nevada plus the 7 over Western Michigan. In the NBA, we're going to go the Grizzlies and the Suns under 218.5. And then in college basketball, we like Syracuse minus the 9.5 over Brown. So a light card here for Monday, but the week is going to heat up. College basketball return in full force on Tuesday. And then the bowl games are really going to start heating up Tuesday, Wednesday this week. So it should be an exciting week here on the podcast. And hopefully we can make some money together, right? So as always, manage that bankroll. Don't chase money. Have fun. And let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.